This painting is called The Acts of the Apostle. I had never heard of the book of Acts until I was 21 and found myself through a series of coincidences in a room of a chalet high in the mountains of Switzerland. I wasn't a Christian when I went to a prayer meeting there, and I didn't know what to expect. But as I sat and listened to people talking to God in prayer, I felt a presence come upon me, like a burning in my bones. Something sparked to life within me. Later that night in my room, I randomly opened a small Bible and found the book of Acts. As I began reading the stories, it was as if I was looking at a video. The people were so real to me that I could see them walking through the pages. And that's what I hope to do for you as you look at my paintings. The book of Acts begins where the gospel stories end. In fact, Acts is actually part two of Luke's gospel. It continues the story of Jesus and his last days on earth, and then tells the story of his followers. Jesus tells his friends that he has a gift to give them. He's going to baptize them with the Holy Spirit. Then he disappears from their sight as he rises up into the sky in a cloud. The focal point of this painting is the center, with the friends of Jesus gathered to receive the gift he promised. The huge golden dove is the Holy Spirit. Can you find the Holy Spirit in other parts of the painting too? The stories in Acts take place over a 20 to 25 year period. And the main characters, Peter, Paul, Barnabas, and others, travel from Jerusalem to Asia Minor and Europe, finally ending in Rome. I arrange the scenes of this painting as a path that begins in the middle with the Holy Spirit, then snakes down to the lower left, then winds its way back and forth and around the canvas. As in Mark's painting, all the main characters wear unique clothing. The first event after the gift of the Holy Spirit is the healing of a crippled man at the beautiful gate. You can find him in the lower left of center. Peter is in light green and John is behind him. The crippled man asks for money, but instead he is healed. The circle of people in the middle has now opened up to welcome others in. I like that it's called the Beautiful Gate because when we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, we are invited to enter into a beautiful new place in our lives with God as the focal point. But now look what happens. A husband and wife pretend to give all their money to God, but secretly they keep some for themselves. Because they lie to God, they drop dead. The book of Acts warns us that following God is serious business. Next, if you follow the scenes down and to the left, you'll see Peter and John arrested and put in jail because they are telling people about Jesus. But in the middle of the night, an angel of the Lord opens the doors of the jail and lets them out. Throughout the book of Acts, the followers of Jesus meet opposition and experience the power of the Holy Spirit as God proves to them over and over that he is with them. In the far lower left corner, dressed in red, is Stephen, the first Christian killed for his faith. There's a sort of cartoon bubble coming out of his mouth with little pictures in it. And that is his sermon explaining how the Old Testament stories of Abraham, Joseph, and Moses are connected to Jesus dying on the cross. Stephen's sermon makes the religious leaders so furious that they kill him by dropping stones on him. Find the person at the left side of the stoning, dressed in dark blue with a red and yellow headscarf. This is the Apostle Paul. He believed it was his duty to persecute the church and took responsibility for stoning Stephen. Yet soon after this, Paul has an experience with Jesus, who opens his eyes to the truth. Paul becomes one of the most important and active followers of Jesus in the story of Acts. Now look at the upper left corner of the painting. Can you find Peter sitting on the roof of his friend's house? It's lunchtime and he's hungry. He falls into a trance while he's praying and has a vision. He sees a sheep coming down from heaven full of all kinds of animals that Jews are not allowed to eat. But a voice tells him he can eat them. God says he makes impure things clean. After this vision happens three times in a row, Peter finally understands the message God is giving him. God loves and accepts all people. There are a lot more stories in this painting. I produced a book that shows all 90 scenes, so you can follow the whole story from beginning to end. I also have full-size reproductions of each painting printed on durable fabric, so you can share these stories with your family, school, church, or send them to the mission field for other people to learn the stories. As you leave this painting, look again at the Holy Spirit in the center, and remember, this is a gift Jesus offers to you.